You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Peter Setnick, and welcome to another BingeCast movie commentary, only here on bingemedia.net. Today is a very special movie, and a very special guest specific for this movie. I want to welcome the sportiest sportcast guys, Tom Maloney and Paul Joseph. What is happening, guys?
Sportiest.
Thanks for having us, Pete. What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes. This will be released around, I think it's a few days before Thanksgiving, but that's okay. It's the holidays, you know? So, guys, tonight we're going to be recording a commentary for Rudy. Now, isn't this on Thanksgiving all the time? Is this like a thing?
Well, I mean, it is football season. You know, Thanksgiving Day is a day of eating turkey and watching football.
Yeah.
So sure you'd catch it at some point.
I always thought this was on Thanksgiving, kind of like a tradition. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I just threw it on. I don't even know.
There's a lot of autumn foliage in this film.
Yes. Yes.
Of Notre Dame. Yes.
I guess we can get right into it. And we'll talk about when we first watched it, what we're drinking, do we like this movie, all that stuff, you know? We'll get it. We'll get there. So if everybody wants to cue their stream, their DVD, their illegal AMG up, we are at the title card of Rudy. It's about, on the DVD, it's about 45 seconds for me. I think it's about like a minute something for a streaming service or whatever, but it's black screen and gold Rudy up there. And we're going to do a 3-2-1 go, and on go we all hit play. Is everybody ready?
Ready to go.
All right. Ready? Here we go. 3-2-1 go. Oh, man. Ah, oh, good sky. Good sky. Not much going on here yet. Sean Astin.
Yes.
Famous for the Goonies and Frodo's best friend. Samwise Gamgee. Now,
I was gonna say, I don't know. I mean, how do you guys feel in general about him? I mean, was this a good choice, a bad choice? Maybe at the time it was a good choice.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch this movie because he was in it. I knew that he was in it, and I liked him just from Goonies. I didn't really know much. Let's see what else he was doing. Anybody know offhand?
What the Toy Soldiers, right, was around this time?
91, Toy Soldiers. Okay. Goonies was 85. Encino Man. And then Rudy, 93. So there wasn't much. It's not like he was, like, leading films, like, you know, I don't know, like, great films.
Yeah, he wasn't like a huge, I mean, I guess we still call him a child actor at this. I mean, how old is he in this movie?
Math, you son of a bitch.
Well, his character is like, you know, 18 to 24, 26.
He was born in 71. This movie, 93 it came out. So let's say 92 they filmed it.
Yes, yeah, so he's 20, 21 years old.
Yeah.
Pretty young, but not a child actor.
No. I mean, his family's been in the business. His mom is like, what's his mom? Super famous. Anybody remember? Patty Duke? You guys know Patty Duke?
That is a little over my head. But if I could keep with my IMDb.
She was like a famous actress back in the day. So his family's been in the business. He's, you know.
Oh, I know her. For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So 92, 93, so I was 13. Did you guys see this in theaters?
No, I did not see this in theater. I was 15, 14, 15, right? I'm 2 years older than you. Yeah, so yeah. No, this was definitely watching at home. I mean, VHS possibly. Definitely something I watched several times. At that age, you know, you played all sports.
Mm-hmm.
For me anyway, although, and I have fond memories of this film. I just remember the story, you know, and it's Notre Dame, being a football fan and watching college Notre Dame is just, they're on every week. They're on Channel 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Every week. And then you hear the story. It's based on a true story. And I'm just digging it at a young age.
Look, we can pretend this is a Thanksgiving meal right here. Look, family's gathering around.
My family doesn't let me sit in front of the television on Thanksgiving.
This dad, though, he's kind of the worst. Anybody?
The whole family's the worst. I mean,
they suck. Poor Rudy. But then again, I'm going to get into Rudy a little bit later. But his dad's the worst. I don't want to get into it yet.
Oh my god, I think this movie's gonna be ruined halfway.
Yes, for anyone listening, we did not talk about this pre-show or weeks prior. We just settled on it. We all agreed to do it, and now we're in it.
Yep, we got some rewatches in, and here we go.
Yeah.
Now the dad is douchey, but he's a great choice actor-wise.
Oh, I agree. Yeah,
And I mean, I'm not going to just sit here on IMDb the entire time, but I know him from other things.
I can take care of that.
Okay. And I know the other coach, the second coach from Notre Dame is from, we'll get there later, but that he's from Major League. That's another guy. Just, you know, if he pops up on a screen, it's like, holy shit, that's Harris.
So his dad was in Superman. Do you remember him in Superman?
The original?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was also in Deliverance.
Oh boy.
He's in a bunch of stuff. I think he's just one of those faces. But Ned Beatty is his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is it Warren's father?
Trivia.
This movie's too old. I have a lot of info from Amazon, unfortunately.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff in his bio. I'm scanning. Oh, man. I don't know. It's probably like his brother. Someone's yelling at us that we don't know. I don't really care.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Now, the first coach in Notre Dame.
It looks like friggin' Lou Paterno from Penn State.
It does.
Weird, yeah.
It definitely does. That guy is Jason Miller. He is the priest in The Exorcist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
By the way, not to Boris you, TM, but it's Joe Paterno.
Whoever. Thanks, Luke.
The guy who knew about the rapage.
Yeah.
We don't need to get that guy's name right.
There you go.
This scene's kind of funny. If this was me, I'd be like, can I go home and not, like, hit you? Like, what are we doing here? Like, we're done.
You know, this movie really is about practice. It's all the football clips are practice. Like, there's barely any game clips. And when you see them, you don't ever really see a play. You just see bodies hitting each other.
It's just a montage.
It's always montage, but never real action.
No.
I think you're ruining this movie for yourself, TM.
Well, that's the point of these commentaries. But like, this is not even practice. This is after practice.
Yeah, right.
And the guy's like, "All right, guys, we're never gonna see you guys again. You could hit me one more time." Like, can't we just go home?
I'm like, Coach, can I punch you in the face? Because I'll stay for that. What's that guy in the background doing inside the fence? It's close practice, dude.
Well, let's not talk about close practice. Rudy goes wherever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, wherever he wants.
Don't give me close practice. Rudy's like, oh, what is this, a stadium? Let me just walk right in. No big deal. What is this, a close practice? I'm going to just walk right in. Coach, let me talk to you real quick.
Yeah, right through his office.
He's such a fucking nosy bitch.
Yeah, nowadays he'd be arrested.
Oh, my God. He would never get hired. All right, good job, Rudy.
Everybody's going to miss Rudy.
Yeah. Look at this guy running.
You know, I'm pretty psyched to be watching this with subtitles because there's a scene that's going to... Okay, when we get there, I'm going to see if I can pick up. It's like a trailing conversation that you're not really supposed to hear.
Uh-huh.
When we get there, I'll point it out because it's our boy talking. Look at the parking lot cuts. That's wild right there. Old school. Snap out of it.
I like how I told you guys to double check, make sure you got subs on. I'm the idiot that didn't have them on the whole time.
Yeah. So this girlfriend of his.
Yeah.
Where does she jump? See, you're not going to have the same answer as me, Pete, but where does she jump out? Like, what do you know her from the most?
The Conjuring.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She was huge in 6 Feet Under.
Oh, yeah. I'll never watch that show.
That's right.
This priest is a douche, too.
Yeah, the fact that he doesn't even allow him on the bus up here. Like, no, dude, you're fucking retarded. Sorry.
Hey, it's a open tour of the school if anybody wants to go. Sure, I'll go. No, you can't go.
It's like, nope.
Nope.
See, that's where I really begin to, you know, be on Rudy's side. I don't know. I root for him the entire movie here.
Well, that's the whole movie is rooting for Rudy.
Yeah. I just... Just trying to get PJ upset.
Well, all through here, he's fine. He hasn't said a word.
Yeah.
And that was a good effort to try to get on the bus right in front of the guy checking the...
Yeah. You think you would, like, try so hard with Scholastics... than running plays. Like, because he needs the schooling. But he doesn't...
It's like that doesn't set in for him until the priest at Notre Dame tells him.
Yeah.
And then he becomes a genius.
Eh.
Well, not a genius. I mean, say a dyslexia. Well, that's where the Fabs comes in. Saves
him. Yeah.
Tutors him.
Well, that was the first time I watched this was definitely after, like, Favreau fame for me. That's what made me gravitate towards this film. Like, oh, John Favreau's in this? Let me watch this. Had nothing to do with Acid. Definitely didn't have anything to do with football.
You saw this after you saw Swingers?
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. What would be my interest in this?
I don't know. You like sport movies, even
though... I do like sport movies, and, you know, Sean Astin's been, like, you know, a hero as a kid watching Goonies and stuff. You know, but I don't know. It's just the movie didn't do anything for me.
Time jump.
It's not. I mean, in all honesty, when you're a kid or even a teenager, this movie doesn't like pull you in, like you said, Tim. I mean, it's not like a football movie. I mean, there's some good practice scenes, but.
I'm sure, you know, I can't really speak for my 15-year-old self, but, I mean, I remember younger just loving true stories like this. It's like you have a different, like, mentality or different, you know, when I'm watching a movie that I know is a true story.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm sure that has something to do with it, but I also liked Notre Dame when I was younger, so you can jump all over me for that, too.
Would, Duke fan. Oh, my God.
Duke, baby.
By the way, when you say true, I hope you're putting up like quotes as in true story. Because I don't think a single truth in this first hour of this movie.
You don't think so at all? Or no. Why? Because it's just all like this is just speculation on.
I know so. I mean, based on, you know, the facts of if you go and you read about, you know, the fact versus fiction.
Right.
There's I could go through like so Rudy is the oldest of the siblings. He doesn't have older brothers.
Oh, wow. Oh, so here you go. Go ahead. Destroy this all for me. Well, I'd rather know this now.
So the character of Frank, his older brother, I read, was brought into the movie as kind of this overall conglomerate of everybody who's ever put him down, right? Everybody who said that, hey, you cannot make it. You are not good enough. And so they just utilize him through the whole movie as that, you know, antagonist almost that shut down our throats that he's not good enough.
You could have just had one of his, like, fellow students be that.
Right, or what? His dad's not good enough? His dad's already a dick, too.
Right, it is kind of the same. But, like, when his dad starts to turn, you know, then Frank, the older brother, you know, remains that hard-headed douche. So I guess, you know, that's how they use it. But so that kind of bothers me. What else you got?
Okay, so when we had this time jump here, this 4-year time jump, Rudy went to the military for 2 years. He's not been working at the plant for 4 years.
Liberties. They're taking liberties. And it wasn't a match, I heard. I heard it was a candle.
And I mean that stuff doesn't necessarily bother me, but when you really dive deep into this and you learn more about who the guy was, like that's why I had texted you last night, TM, as I'm revisiting this for the first time and really revisiting, because like you said, Pete, this is on TV a lot, and I tend to watch it, but not, you know, this first hour. I tend to watch that last hour more of once he makes the team.
Mm-hmm.
But as we're watching this and you're getting, you know, we're looking at all these things that drove him to move and pursue this Notre Dame life, you kind of find out that a lot of it's a sham.
Yeah.
So, and then you get the whole, what you said, Pete, the whiny little bitch part, and it's over the top.
It's not so much he does kind of whine a little bit, but he's more like, I don't want to say too persistent. He's just like annoyingly and like going about it the wrong way, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. To me, he almost seems like a 14-year-old kid who just like won't let something go. You got to remember, he's like 22 to 26 in this movie.
Yeah, because it's 4 years after high school, right? So he's probably 22 here.
Right.
Obviously, he's at a bar drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's his exact age. And I think, PJ, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you can be eligible to play college sports till you're 26 years old?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what the limit is.
Because he says, you know, there's that one scene where he's like, I only have... Two years of eligibility left, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think that's because he has I think you can be as old as you want. I think it's once you start.
Once you're a freshman. Yeah.
Once you begin college, you have, I mean, nowadays it's 5 years if you go to grad school, whatever. But I think you can be, I think you could be 30 years old, to be honest.
I remember a quarterback.
I love this whole scene. Obviously, maybe never happened because it's the older brother he's fighting and he doesn't have one.
Well, I love the fact that his dad just pushes everyone out of the way and then just grabs Rudy. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And really had nothing to do with
him. He hates Rudy. He hates him.
But yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he couldn't have just used his dad as, you know, this antagonist in this point.
Yeah. They don't need the older brother. I think it was just to set up this death. Spoiler alert. This, him working here just reminds me of like Zoolander. Like, who's winning the match, pup? poor Pete. He bites it hard here.
It's a typical, typical type of scene.
He's just screaming. He can't hear him. It's like Armageddon right here. Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck. Don't want to close my eyes. Because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Like, I wonder if this ever... you know what? I think this did happen. I think I was watching, like, an interview.
Pretty good effects for 1993.
Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Except the guy is literally jumping. Like, you would assume he's kind of blowing up, getting blown back from the explosion, but the guy is, like, diving into a pool.
Yeah.
Not to shit on your parade, TM, or anything.
I think PJ's on my side with this movie.
Oh, boy. There'll be no way for me to argue for this film.
You could try. Maybe I'll, you know, maybe I'll cross over. There's just a lot of scenes I feel like that are missing later on as well. Like, scenes that I want to see. I think I want to see more interaction with Rudy and Favreau's character.
I agree with that. And PJ's not wrong. The first half of this film... Like, as I revisit, I'm like, can we just get to Notre Dame already?
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's what's funny, and you know, we'll talk about it when we get there. But even this first 20 minutes, I think, is fine. I think it's you're setting this whole thing up. It's really the next 40 minutes that really gets me.
All right, so we'll stop now, and we'll start it back up in 40.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, everybody. 40-minute pee break. And she is, like, pressuring this guy to get the house.
She is pushy.
She's like, I'm 22.
She's like, I have put in my time.
I've only been able to drink for a year. You want me to get a house? And he's working at the friggin' plant or whatever. He's probably not making that much money there, working for his dad. Because dad is probably shortchanging him. His dad's a dick. Because he says before in that scene when they're in the like the lunchroom, he's like, guess how much I saved? And Pete's like, how much? He's like, $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what?
He's like, 50? As in like $50?
Yeah. Like, that's not going to pay your mortgage, bro. Or that tuition.
I got a lot of financial questions later on.
Oh, here's the dad. So, PJ, like you were saying, he went to the military. So, this is an army bag that he's carrying around the whole time. I think that's their only nod.
Yeah. Well, and the reason why I read that whoever brought this up was because apparently in this time, you know, in the mid-70s, as part of your military service, there was the GI Bill, which would pay for college tuition. So this whole thing about him being able to pay tuition should be for naught, and that's why they probably didn't put it in there.
Okay.
And it's fine. I mean, that type of stuff doesn't bother me. And you gotta take some liberties, and you gotta make it harder on him to get to where going, but there just comes a point when you're 22 years old. I mean, you're not 16. You're not playing Notre Dame football.
Yeah. And whatever, I'm going to put the true stuff and then the Liberty stuff aside. You know, this is what they gave us. I'm just going to review this film, you know?
Yep.
But it happened. He played.
I know. So,
I'm talking about the little stuff, like his older brother and all that shit.
Oh, right. No, what PJ's saying. So one of the funniest quotes of the movie is when his brother goes, We watched Notre Dame on television every Sunday, and I have never seen you on the
field. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he got there.
Yeah. I watched the real play today on YouTube, sacks the quarterback. Yeah. He's not the only one that takes him down, by the
way. It's a half sack.
There's a bigger guy there helping him out. Sorry, everyone.
I'm curious if that sequence of plays in the game is what happened. Like, did they run the offensive play against the coach's wishes in order to go back on defense?
You want me to tell you?
Tell us later when it's happening.
Yeah, ruin it for me when I'm enjoying me.
There you go.
This is a long scene on this fucking bus stop.
Johnny, in real life, he's got five younger siblings at least.
Well, he's like one of 14 kids.
Holy Jesus. Back in the old days, smoking on a bus. That would piss me off now.
Oh, my God, yeah. Some stuff gets to me in this movie, you know.
You know what it really works, I think, the best in this film is the score.
Oh, it's a great score.
Yeah. In every movie that – every scene that should be emotional, the music
– lifts it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Lifts it for sure, especially the end.
So here's our start of fucking pushy Rudy.
Yeah.
I need to talk to someone now. Like, dude, this guy does not want to talk to anyone. He's got the night shift. He knows no one's coming there. This fucking kid rolls up. He's like, oh, God damn it. What do you want? I need to talk to someone now. Yeah, right bye. Now?
I am the directory. Priest is up. He ain't doing nothing. Beautiful campus shot. Come on, PJ. You don't respect this?
Look at that. It's like my wallpaper on my computer right there.
It's an awesome... I've been there. It's an awesome campus. I mean, it's...
Oh, cool.
It's it's real small, you know, and it's... But you know, I respect a lot of this movie. Just... Not this whiny little.
So this priest that we meet is played by Robert Prosky, who's known for he was in Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm trying to see what else. Let's see. No, he's dead. What?
That's how you said that. Oh. That's where I know Mrs. Doubtfire. Where I know him from.
He was in The Natural. He played the judge in The Natural.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
How's that? Is that good for you sport guys?
40. I
like that movie.
Now, this movie was directed by David Anspaugh. He also directed Hoosiers. Same kind of vibe there.
Have you watched Hoosiers yet, PJ?
That's a Jim Law commentary right there.
Is he on the list?
I don't even have Hoosiers on the list, but I think that'd be a great one to do with him. Let's see what else this guy directed.
Is this Jerry Becker? Is that the actor that you said?
Give me. What'd you say, Peach? Yeah, Jerry. Oh no, no. Robert Prosky. That's two down from Jerry Becker. If you're on IMDb.
Look the same.
Father Kavanaugh. So PJ, what does the priest do for him here that he gets him in the school? What is this deal that he makes here?
I think from what I remember, I think he gives him a free
like semester
tuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost like scholarship, you know?
Okay.
As long as you keep your grades up, you know, I mean, it's a It's a small Catholic, like almost community college. And
got it. Not to cut you off, but he pays the $1,000 goes to the tuition of this school, because I think he says that coming up when somebody you don't have anywhere to live. He's like, I spent all my money on school.
Oh, so this is a community college. This is not even Notre Dame.
Yeah, right. This is Holy Cross. It's like a junior college, I think.
Okay. Shows how much I paid attention to my rewatch. I'm like, how does this priest have an in with Notre Dame? And he just lets him in? He must owe someone favors.
This gentleman was the judge in Miracle on 34th Street, and that's definitely where I know that face from.
Oh, look at him. This guy playing judges.
Typecast.
Yeah.
Save that robe. I think you'll be needing it again. Thanks.
Oh, no, this was mine. I bring it everywhere.
Doubles. I use it for priest rolls and judge rolls.
All right, Rudy.
Ah. See, now you guys, he got me so fucking stuck. He's just freaking gets to do whatever he wants. You guys are not wrong. God damn it.
What is this, a lock? Yeah, whatever.
Oh, God. And the best part about this scene is the conversation takes place 50 yards away. But yet, it's audible, like the best audio for both of them.
Yeah.
Like they understand every word each other say. Yeah, Rock just steps right in here.
Look at him. What is he doing? He's breaking and entering. Well, he didn't break anything.
Not the way to make the team.
No.
Hey, you don't belong here. Yeah, but I will in 2 years. Oh, then you can
stop. Cool. Hang out. You want to throw football? You want to throw the old pigskin around?
Did you, PJ, did you go see a game at this stadium?
Yeah, I've seen two. And it's as big of a piece of shit as it looks.
It does. It does look dumpy and old, absolutely.
So this movie was shot, I mean, in 92, and they updated. They finally got, they were, I think, the last school in the country, or at least, you know, big time school, to get video screens at the stadium. So I went in like 2014 and 2010, and there's no replay screens there.
That's like a high school game.
Yeah. I mean, they took the prestige of Notre Dame a little too far.
Well,
these are the conversations that bother me the most about this movie. This, I'm here to play football for Notre Dame. Like, shut up. You're not even in the school. Broke stadium. Like, God.
It's like me going to friggin' Apple. Like, I'm going to work here, guys.
He goes, I'll see you around. Like, what? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yes.
Look, it's Lou Paterno.
Lou.
You know what? I just realized Lou Paterno graduated from my high school. Slip of the tongue.
Hey, I'm Mikey from the Goonies. Are you the exorcist?
I got this cramp in my stomach. You can help me
out? I think my buddy Sloth has a demon. Can you check him out real quick?
That's so funny. Everybody asks him the same question, too. Are you a student here? No, but no. I will.
Oh, my God. I watch Notre Dame on TV. Can I go to school here?
I've been the biggest fan of Notre Dame since I can remember. Yeah, you and 800,000 other people.
But I played high school football.
Like, sounds like fucking Al Bundy.
Four touchdowns, one game.
Poor guy.
I bought a Notre Dame hat at Modell's. Can I go to school here?
That definitely gets you a tryout, I'll tell you that.
This guy's like, get out of here. You know what I've seen?
It is kind of funny that everybody... stand the demons that I've been... It's very comical, I think, that everybody just wants to send him right back to the priest. Like, okay, this kid's sick in the head. We need to get you back to the rectory. It's like...
Well, I think everyone has the right to. This kid is nuts. If you really, like, step out of the box here...
Well, in 2018, instead of sending them to the church, they'd be calling the cops.
Oh, yeah. As soon as someone walk on a football field, you kidding me? They think it's like a terrorist nowadays.
Yeah. Nice.
What's in that bag, son? Nothing. It's a giant army bag. You wouldn't be able to take that anywhere.
Favs.
There he is. Two watches on.
He's the tallest guy in this film.
He's got two watches, one on each wrist. Why?
Yeah,
Does he say any reason why he's got them on later?
No, I did. It's the first time I've even noticed it.
First time I noticed it, too.
I think he's a quirkier character. Like, I think you're right, Pete. There should have been more interaction with these two because so the scene I was talking about before is, and I think it's coming up here in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, they trail away from him, but he continues to have a conversation that you could kind of hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to see if the GPS, if the captions pick it up. This part.
You brought a girl to meet me. That is total like Mikey from Swingers.
Yeah.
Ugh, she's a looker.
Talk about like a now. Here's a scene that could have been cut. This never leads to anything.
No.
He thinks that he's like the girl's trying to hit on him.
Yeah.
But that's their whole relationship is based off of it. I mean, you don't get them interacting and in having this deal unless he thinks that Rudy's this ladies' man, right?
I don't know.
Gotcha. Well, I see what you mean, though, by that. Because, yeah, they definitely push it. He's got to, like, talk to chicks for him or, like, he doesn't help tutor him or any of that stuff.
Faz is great, though, in this. This movie is where he met Vince Vaughn, and that's their friendship ever since. I wish Vince had more lines in this movie, though.
I was revisiting this, and this my wife had asked, you know, I was like, was that it? Like, his only line at the beginning? She's like, right when they're sitting on the car?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, got one more, but it was the first movie for both of them, right? Like feature film for both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And man, he wears this jacket like
seen it. It probably stinks so bad.
Yeah, he's wearing it in every class.
He's that guy. He's like, oh yeah, you know that loser with that Notre Dame jacket who goes to Holy Cross.
Look at him.
Play football.
He's such a creep, Rudy.
Can someone explain to me D-Bob? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Is his name like David Robert?
Who, Favs?
Yeah.
No, it just says D-Bob.
I've certainly never heard that nickname before.
No. Douchebag? No.
It works. This is just another scene. Hey, coach. Guy's like one of the most legendary coaches of this era, and he's getting 5 feet from him no problem every day.
He's like the chunk in this movie. Come on, guys. Let me join.
All right, so I have it here for you. Well, so it says D-Bob. His full name is never revealed, but his girlfriend once calls him Dennis. So
it might be Dennis Robert.
Mm. on the field again.
Again, right back in the stadium. No security.
Nope. Give me a job, bitch.
Why does he? And why does he pay him? He's like, I'll work for free. And he's like, minimum wage. It's like, okay.
It's probably a legal thing.
They had you know, a nice conversation within 50 yards of each other. He really likes this young man now. Mm-hmm.
See, this is the type of conversation that just... He's like, I really want to be part of the university. Like, no, who would do this? I'm sorry, but I don't buy it.
No, I didn't want to go to school at all. Like, not crying to get into a school. I guess it's for people that want to have, like, that college name under their belt, you know? Where I'm like, I don't give a fuck where I went. Just get me the hell out. He's still wearing that damn jacket. Hey, what's your name, Donna? Rudy Rudiger.
Oh, look, I just saw.
What?
There was,
Oh, look, they're laughing from having two watches. Those guys.
I must be a little bit ahead of you guys. Yeah, on the subtitles.
Yep. That's why I didn't know why these girls were laughing when I was watching it.
Oh,
yes.
They're making fun of Favs.
Yep.
Poor Favs. This is a funny scene by Favs, though. Brilliant. Comedic silence from Favs here. Well, this girl's a bitch. She should open up with, you know, what she really needs.
Agreed.
This is total swingers right here. Mikey. Yeah, the Brown Derby? Okay. Why is it kind of embarrassing for you?
Yeah.
You bitch. Bro. It's fantastic. He should have played Rudy. D-Bob. Elsa, who comes back later.
Rudy's like, yeah. Yeah? Hey?
Nah? Do it. Do it, you son of a bitch. Persistence. That's what I'm about. Just fucking starts yelling at him. Where is he now? Oh, at the office. And then, look what he does here. Let me unlock this latch for later on. I'm going to break into this place and sleep here.
Why doesn't he walk in anyway? I mean, he's walked in everywhere else at the stadium.
No wonder why his dad hates him. He's a friggin' burglar.
Yeah, it's amazing he didn't just say, hey, can I stay here? And they're like, yeah, sure. I don't know nothing.
Please, let me...
Get that tube for me up there.
Yeah, let me get that tube. And let me just unlock this here.
Catches all
right, fired. Him. You're fired. What are you doing up there, motherfucker? Oh, my God, what a douche.
Oh, and this is so bad. It's just more Rudy 16-year-old douchiness.
16? Fun's pretty low, huh?
See, there you go. All his $10,000 went for tuition. I showered. Holy crust. That's good.
Don't touch that. You're not a player.
PJ, you don't think this is like a big moment for him?
No.
Oh, this is huge.
Okay, so this is like you walk in, you kind of have this like moment of like, holy shit. And then he just takes everything to the next level.
He's a super fan. That gets close.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's a super fan that gets too close, like a little bit psychotic in a way.
You're 100% right, Pete. That's exactly what it is. It's it's the guy that knows everything, but it's when that guy goes a little too far. It's like a Comic-Con when the guy's like, I've read all your books, and on page 365 of this graphic novel, when you said this, did you really mean that?
The guy's like, I don't even know I wrote that much.
So the guy goes, security.
Oh, is this where he does the coach's?
Yeah, the new rock
speech. And we're going to go this way. And then we're going to go that way. And then we're going to have a Tommy gun. Mash, eh?
And we're going to go here, 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 here. See? Now, he's been spinning that screwdriver in the floor for the last 5 minutes and nothing's happening.
Nah, he just likes the conversation. He's pretending.
He loves, everybody loves Rudy, except for PJ.
Oh, here we go. Look at them in their Michael Myers getup. And we're going to keep them on the run.
At least this a month ago.
I know.
Look at this loser.
Oh, my God. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
He's doing the album. He did it with his friend.
I know. I remember that bit. This isn't his friend, though, that cares about him.
Super fan number 99 over here. Yeah. Oh, and then this is pretty good too, how he just scales this no problem.
Oh yeah. No security whatsoever.
No.
Breaks the gate.
Oh my God. Well, if you remember, he was pretty good at the traps One-Eyed Willie left.
That's how he got this role.
Oh yeah.
They saw as real. They're like, oh, wait, he can climb the window.
Oh, he can totally climb through that window. See what he did with fucking One Eye Willie? This does not need to be here, right? The only payoff for this later is when he's in uniform.
Yep.
And he runs to her at the sidelines or something, right?
Right.
Hey, he could have totally got rid of this.
Isn't it? Do you guys think it's weird there's like no love interest for him in this film, or he doesn't have time for that? He's focused on the
His love is Notre Dame. No, but it is weird because they set it up huge in the beginning with him as a kid, and that girl he ends up with wants to buy the house with him later on, right?
Yeah.
Then it cuts to him being the ladies' man for Favs. Then it cuts to this girl, who he's just trying to get closer, actually, to Notre Dame by painting helmets at night or whatever. But you would think this would be the love interest, but...
Good thing they didn't do it, because the movie would have been over 2 hours long.
No, then there'd be, like, him in bed with her, looking up at the ceiling of a picture of, like, the coach from Notre Dame poster. Like, one day...
For the third time, and we're gonna go.
Yeah, he does it to her while they're banging.
Oh God,
we're gonna go.
But he's still wearing the jacket.
Oh, of course, he's gotta be wearing that jacket with his tush hanging out. Oh, poor Fab with the double watch.
I can't believe I've never noticed that
before. Yeah, no kidding. Right in your face.
That's a good Halloween costume. All you gotta do is wear two watches. Done. I'm D-Bob from Rudy. Rudy should be wearing the jacket of the school that he's going to. He's disrespecting his own school right now.
His dead friend gave it to him.
No, that's true.
Oh, the gold helmets.
Mary, I licked all the helmets clean. Anything else?
I want you guys to keep an eye on the guy painting the helmets with the spray gun.
Yeah.
Literally no fucks given. Who he's spraying, what he's spraying. Just wait.
All right.
It's when they come back around. It's awesome.
Isn't this fantastic? There's 24 karat gold in the paint. Oh, God.
So douchey. Like, shut up. She knows.
Oh, yeah, I see him spray. Holy God. No,
not even that guy. It's not even that guy. Just wait.
Well, if there's 24 karat gold in these helmets and he's a fucking burglar, he should be stealing all these and selling them.
24 karat? That's what I heard.
In the back?
Yeah.
With his,
He's like, fuck that.
He shot it right up in the air. Oh, God. And this is the popular bar on campus?
Well, Irish.
I guess it's a little, that's coming on a little thick.
Oh, come on. I'm sure it's there. Your brother would be there, Tom.
Oh, no kidding.
Every birthday would be there.
Yep. Now, nobody in this bar gives two shits about what he's talking about, except for him. Not even the two players at the other end of the bar. They'd probably be like, shut up, kid. I'm trying to get pumped here.
How old is that guy? Oh, the back left, wearing the varsity jacket. That guy. That's not a player. We're a student.
That's a real Rudy. They gave him a little sample.
It could be. They do say the real Rudy can be seen playing a fan in the stands at the end of the movie. Whoa.
Fucking Julie.
Fucking Julie. Can you guys hold down the fort? I'm going to go grab a brew.
Nice.
All right.
What are you drinking over there, PJ? I hear you cracking beers.
I was drinking a Sam Adams winter lager. 3 inches of snow here, so that's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now I just cracked the Miller Lite.
Nice. I got Mick Ultra Pure Gold, their new release.
Ooh.
The new releases.
Turn and drink the Ultra
new releases. I'm doing a Miller 64.
Nice.
PJ, what are you doing?
Well, if you came in the conversation 5 minutes ago, no. A little Miller Lite, a little Sam Adams Winter Lager. I don't know what that's like down there.
Is it a newly purchased Winter Lager?
Actually, no. It's about a year old.
I was going to say, I think that just like came out. Like you probably ran to the store for that one.
I was telling TM we have like 3 inches of snow on the ground here. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, this scene. With the fucking ticket,
man. Why? What bothers you about this?
$10 for a fucking ticket?
He's broke.
He's not. You're not going to get a ticket for $10. And to make it worse, is later in the movie, he's like, "You got to come down for a game. I've been there multiple times. It's great."
All right, good point. And how he gives his family less than a week notice, and they all arrive and have great seats.
Yeah. And he was just at a bar the night before. Why are you spending that money if this fucking game means so much to you?
How much were those beers? You should have been up at 6 a.m. sitting by the gate.
Yeah. That's a good shot, though. I love that shot.
Oh, it's awesome. We didn't even see you try to buy a ticket from like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, and the kid says you can get $20.
Right.
Look at him. He's still trying to find a way in. Oh, this son of a
bitch. Why doesn't he just go through his open window?
He's in there now. Oh, you're so pathetic, Rudy.
There's a lot of people in the stands across the way there cleaning.
Yeah. That's
cool. I still can't get over the watches.
Listen. The movie does a good job of showing his persistence. It does get a little long. Like I feel like they need to justify it a little better or make us feel bad. I'm almost like annoyed at it in a way.
That's exactly my point, Pete. I think at this point we understand his fandom, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm not feeling like sorry for him. I just kind of think he's this loser who really wants to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think they could have set up some other, like, dramatic scenes instead of him I don't know, something else, something that's going to make me feel bad for him. But, you know, going to the game with $10 and stuff, like, he probably knows how much a ticket is. He knows everything else.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, is they almost make you, they make you feel bad for him for getting, like, kicked out of that Boosters Club. Oh God, this scene.
He's not even working.
He's talking to this guy about, like, did you see that play on Sunday? Like, just shut up, dude.
And when did he see it?
Right.
He wasn't even there. Oh, you ever see a game from in here? Nope. Nope.
Nope. Yeah, literally, has Rudy done a speck of work for this guy?
No.
He's done nothing.
Well, we're here. Wait, what's he doing? I love this character, though.
Oh, I don't even know. What is it? His name's Fortune or something like that?
Yeah.
I do enjoy his character to kind of... Well, he's the one person that kind of brings him down to earth.
Oh, yeah.
And brings him back at the end. And I kind of like that transition in this movie. But it's just this... Oh, my God.
Do we even... I love Favreau, but do we even need Favreau? Should it have been Fortune more?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know what Favreau does to extend the story or move the story along.
He doesn't.
Right, and he doesn't. He's not the one that brings him back, you know, like that lifts him up. He's not the one that keeps him going. I mean, right here he's talking to the priest, you know, about, you know, his grades good enough.
Yeah.
Well, but he was a dyslexic, you know, CD student, and Favreau's the tutor that, you know, makes him basically a B plus student, has him discover his dyslexia. I totally get what you guys are saying, but without Favreau, the best line in the film would not be there. So.
Yeah, but they could have done like a studying montage on his own, like in his dorm. Like, he looks out the window, kids are partying, and then he just, like, cuts to his book, you know? Like, something quick like that to know, like, oh, he's not partying, he's studying.
Yeah.
And I would have loved more Fortune. I know we said we wanted more Favreau before, but I feel like Fortune's character means a lot more.
Well, Fortune is a more interesting character because... Definitely in the rewatch, as soon as he came on screen, I remembered his backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great one that they really only give you a 2-minute conversation on the details of it when, you know, like when he goes into the locker room, which we saw before he gets all douche chilly, when he's just walking around and naming all the previous stars of Notre Dame, I was almost like, ah, wouldn't it have been cool if he would have named his name?
That would have been really cool.
Yeah, but he ends up just being a quitter, which works for him trying to inspire Rudy at that moment. But yeah, that would have been like, you know, him just Rudy not knowing the whole time that he is this running back from like the 50s kind of thing.
Did you guys just pick up this line that one of his little brothers just says?
No.
Because if you're going to Holy Cross, why are you wearing a Notre Dame jacket?
No way.
Swear to God.
What is it? This is like us in that room right now.
Yeah. Even the writers hate the whole jacket.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's Christmas, guys. It's Christmas in this house. Nice.
Yeah, because this is him home for Thanksgiving, right? Or no, he's got to be home for Thanksgiving here because...
Dude, there's a Christmas tree in the background.
Well, that's okay. Pete's Christmas tree's up already.
Damn right it is.
Yeah.
But this is like, it can't be Christmas. They're decorating the tree. They're putting tinsel, gold tinsel, Notre Dame tinsel on the tree.
Golden. Well, I'm saying it's not because he's got to go back to school and there's still more games.
Oh, true.
Right? Because he says, I got to go to work.
His brother just says, hey, little brother, Merry Christmas.
Oh, so it's definitely Thanksgiving. No, I'm kidding.
Speak up sooner, PJ. We could have saved some breath there.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, so she's dating an older brother that doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Okay. Just another nail
Yeah, two old. Why do you have to do two older brothers? He could be younger.
Oh, maybe. I mean,
Rudy's 23 at this point.
But they couldn't say, I wouldn't bring the Conjuring girl over tonight. Rudy's coming home.
They don't care. They don't care.
No, they hate Rudy so much.
Yeah. The mom, but she has no say.
No, she has no lines. Where are you going with that army bag? It's time to get a suitcase with what wheels.
Army bag, because he only wears jeans and that jacket, so.
It's all Frodo's food. Lambis bread, Frodo. We got more Lambis bread and more Lambis bread. These two never worked together. Fav and Sean Astin, I don't think, ever again.
Now, this is kind of the montage that you're talking about.
The Scholastic montage?
Yeah, and I mean, D-Bob's in there, but it's not... I don't even think he's...
He's sitting right there, yeah.
Like, shown tutoring him or working with him.
No.
You're not wrong. I mean, he really is not in this movie as much as at least as much as I remember him. Again, like I said, that one line at the end of the film that he screams from the crowd is what stays with me after, you know, all these years.
Yeah, I don't want to say like I love the character of D. Bob. Like, I think he's hysterical, and I love Jon Favreau, but I feel like Fortune's the guy that he should confide in. Which he does a little bit, but I feel like Favreau's a little bit of a waste. No, oh, he just said waste.
Yeah.
It's weird. And he totally tells him straight up how everything is. It's great.
Now, these thermoses where you unscrew the lid and it becomes your cup.
Yeah. I mean,
a great invention that has just gone by the wayside. Oh, look, he poured it back in. Screw it back on. Where'd he go? Oh, my God.
It's a very construction guy with the metal lunchbox.
The best part is they're playing poker, and he's like, don't you have work to do?
Well, he hasn't worked yet since he's got the job. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, so it's study.
Nice jacket.
Work, pray. Yeah. Get denied. Study, work, pray, get denied.
Put on the game jacket, take it off. Never take it off.
Only for work.
This is kind of mirroring later on the practicing, going into the locker room, looking at the list, not on there. Practicing, looking at the list, not on there. Like, it's very... Oh, look at that! Yeah. Ooh.
That's PJ's backyard right now. Now he's now here. We're exercising in the underbelly of the stadium that he's illegally staying in, and nobody asks questions.
No. Rudy's got the, you know, he's got the okay from Fortune. Is this supposed to be like the Rocky running
scene?
Sick. I'm tired from not working.
We could overdub this.
Oh my God, I was just gonna do it. I didn't know if I should.
Probably inappropriate, but.
What line were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say some bad.
Yeah.
Church priest jokes.
Me too. We'll leave it at that.
All right, you know, I'm starting to. Okay, so we need this again. This is it. The cycle that we kind of just mentioned it's even more of a cycle here with him back with another conversation with the priest. I guess they're emphasizing how many years it actually took him to get into school from Holy Cross. PJ, is that timeline accurate that he did 2 years at Holy Cross, or is it more than 2 years?
No, it's 2 years. There's 2 years there.
Four times, right? So 4 semesters, 2 years.
Yeah, because he says right here that if he doesn't get in next semester, which would be the fall of his junior year, he can't. He says Notre Dame doesn't accept senior transfers. So. But again, this just goes, it goes back to this, like, just, and I hate to say it, like, just give up, but, like, he's like, I'm desperate. It's like, no, you're not, dude. A, you're going to college, you're getting a college education, you have a job to fall back on. And for what? To go to Notre Dame? Like, just shut up. God.
Like, does...
It's a lifelong dream.
But what's the end goal here? Just to play football in college? Like, is NFL even in his sights at all?
Well, and that's what bothers me when we get to the speech with Parsegian, like the coach, when he's asking to play and he's like, no, it's not just for me. It's for everybody. It's like, what, you're just trying to prove everybody wrong? Like, that's not... It just seems childish. It just seems stupid.
What happened to you today? Are you having a bad day? I'm sorry. I don't. You didn't want to be like a Detroit Tiger when you were younger or something? I don't know. I always wanted to be. I always wanted to play for the Mets.
Yeah, I probably wanted to be a Yankee. No, I'm serious. Back in the day.
Yeah, no, I got you. Or maybe like basketball or something. I mean, I always wanted. I don't know. I just think like the story is like this guy seeing his childhood dream to fruition, and it's based on everyone in his life telling him that he can't do it. And then when his friend dies, who's the only person in his life that encouraged him and believed in him, it's just further enforces his motivation to succeed in honor of his friend's death. And I mean, that's about, am I wrong there? All right. Or to you, it's just dumb.
No, it's just the portrayal of how it all.
It's cheesy.
Yeah. It's just over the top. Like twerking is a good thing.
Like I wanted to, going back to what Tom was saying, when I wanted to go to Wake Forest because
Tim Duncan,
Muggsy Bogues. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Wake Forest because he's 5'3". I'm taller than that. I'm going to play ball. But, I didn't.
So PJ, if your son comes up to you and says, I want to be a Detroit Piston, are you going to say, please don't waste your time?
My son is 7 years old, not 26.
When Rudy was seven, that was his dream.
That's a perfectly acceptable dream. At 26. The worst part is, I went through this same exact thing in my own head yesterday when I'm watching this, because as soon as it gets into football right here, I said to myself, I go, wait a second, this literally happened for real. Like, this is super impressive.
Yeah.
But everything leading up to it, that just, it bothers me that somebody would put so much effort forth to be a part of something that nobody cares about except him.
I see what you're saying. But then there'd be no movie. That's the whole point of this movie, is about this kid's drive to get to this point. Other than that, it's just a kid who wants to go to college, you know?
All things considered, as soon as this music hits right here, I'm totally in on this movie.
Oh, yeah, you're in.
But it's that this last hour, although all we see are numbers and practice... But I love this last hour of this movie.
Mm-hmm. This gets, for me, this gets a little reminiscent of, like, Invincible with Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
How he just, like, gets the beat shit out of him. The shit beat out of him. You know?
The whole time. Same type of guy. Small guy.
Mm-hmm.
5 foot nothing, like he says.
I love Invincible. I love that movie.
I need to revisit that. I haven't seen that for a long time, since it came out.
Maybe we'll do a commentary in around February. Isn't that when Super Bowls are?
There you go, yeah.
I have to admit, I've never seen it. Is that a sport movie?
Dude, Invincible's great. It is a sport movie. It's a true story about Vince Papale, who went to an open tryout that the Eagles held. And spoiler alert.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I remember.
Just guys in sweats running around. What's that zoom, man?
I love the two assistant coaches. The black guy and the white, the two assistant coaches, the black dude. And I love both of them. I think they're great. They play the roles properly. It's awesome. Now he gets his ass beat.
This is too manly for me.
It's only practice.
Yeah, I don't want any part of this. I don't want anyone touching me.
He's getting concussions.
Yeah. It's like your coach is like, the power of Christ compels you. It's like so fast, these shots. You don't know what the hell's going on. They got guys crossing in front of the frame. What has he got? What does he have to do here? Get past them?
Yeah, so it's like a defensive lineman. You're working against two offensive linemen trying to get the running back that's behind them.
Oh. Two against one?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not going to work. You really just need one guy to fall. Like, to trip on his own feet on that side and you go that way. That's pretty much the only way you can get through.
Well, right there, he only had to handle one guy.
Wow.
And he fits. That's ridiculous. Gosh, in blood.
I don't really understand anything that's happening here. I just see a lot of guys, like, running into each other.
They're just tackle drills.
And they're doing, like, that fast leg thing. What is that called?
Running.
There's a lot of that going on. A lot of tiptoeing.
Tippy toe.
What's it called, BJ?
I don't know. I mean, when you do, like, you know, up downs or down up, whatever you want to call them, and you do that, like.
Yeah, in basketball, I used to do that a lot. I forget what that was called. Fast feet or some shit. Or twinkle toes. I call it twinkle toes. Put more effort in anybody. That's for the audience to hear. Thank you. Yeah, there's scenes in here very, I don't want to, obviously Invincible came after this, but they keep telling Rudy to, like, calm down because you're making us look bad and stuff like that. That same dialogue happens in, like, Invincible.
Interesting.
Look how old that guy is in the background.
Holy Jesus.
That must have been the priest. He must have just got done. Oh.
Just hangs out for the shower.
Rudiger. Look at him.
He's got to be a coach or something. Look at those hairdos.
Yeah.
Now, what makes this most impressive, like, to go back to the real story, season that he makes the team right here, Notre Dame was coming off of a national championship. The two prior, they won, they were 11-0, won the national championship, and he makes it as a walk-on onto the reigning national championship team, which is just crazy.
So is that a testament? That's a testament to the head coach. Right? Lou Paterno? Yeah.
Yes, Lou Paterno, exactly.
Yes. Now, has that coach, is that like an anecdote in that guy's history? Like, oh, he gave Rudy a shot? Like, is there any other anecdotes with that coach?
No, not, I mean, he won two national championships with Notre Dame, and he's a very his name's Ara Parsegian, and he's a nationally renowned head coach in college football.
Okay.
This story wasn't really known. I was either watching like a clip about it or reading something on that. This wasn't like a known story. And the only reason why this movie was made was because one of the writers or directors overheard. Now I can't remember if it was Rudy himself or somebody telling this story about how he made this squad.
Oh,
it wasn't like a big thing at the time, you know?
Yeah.
It was like an internal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fans knew about it and the team knew about it. But other than that, it was nothing.
So does the whole crowd chant Rudy like they did it do at the end of the movie?
The answer is no.
So I was gonna say if everyone knew about this kid in that stadium, you'd think it'd be like, I don't want to say national news, but kind of big. If a fucking stadium of 60,000 people are chanting one guy's name.
Well, you know, they probably didn't know about him because all he really is a practice player until he finally dresses that final game.
Yeah, just listen to Frank. I watch Notre Dame on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think there was an article in the school newspaper or something like that that people found out about.
Yeah, they mentioned that. Right, exactly. Announcer of the game mentions that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he figures out why they're chanting Rudy.
Yeah.
In my high school, when I was a freshman, there was a senior on the varsity basketball team named Sharif, and he'd never played. So they actually did like a Sharif Khalifa night on like a Tuesday. And I remember going to this game, and the team came out to warm-ups to Rock the Casbah.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd would scrinch saying, Sharif, don't like... And it was like, that's probably my favorite high school moment because I just was like, that is fucking amazing. But he was the 12th member of the team. And yeah. With a minute and a half left, they put him in and he shot like 7 3-pointers and missed every one.
Did he make any? That's always
he didn't make any. Well, the gym would have exploded. But it's the same kind of thing. Like most of the time, a team will have that one player there.
Right? Yeah.
You know? So I could see the team and some of the students obviously being into the whole idea of him getting a chance to play. But yeah, as far as the whole stadium chanting, I mean, that's...
I wonder if they interviewed the coach and he's just like, they're like, so you'll put him in? He's like, dude, this kid was so annoying. I just fucking threw him in. like it wasn't out of like a heart at all. It was just like, oh, and it's not even this guy too, right? They get the other coach.
Right, yeah.
The other coach has no clue about his persistence at all. He's like, why do I have to put this guy in?
So we were just chatting there. So the last scene was when Rock was painting the goalpost and he gives the key back. And he's like, no. So he got into Notre Dame. He made the team. And what?
He's probably in a dorm.
But how's he paying for that? How is he paying for that? That is a financial issue. How he's making minimum wage mowing the lawn. You know, and he's probably not even doing that anymore because now he's a real student. So where's the money coming from? I mean, this guy, I want to know the real story of the real Rudy. How much financial aid debt is this guy in?
A lot. Oh, there's Vince Vaughn. There he is.
God, I didn't even know that was him.
Oh. Really? Oh, yes.
Holy shit.
He says a line here. Here we go. You motorboating son of a bitch. You old sailor, you.
I can't believe it. I thought it's so funny. He's holding his arm there, Favreau's arm, to make him do the cheer. He's like holding his jacket sleeve. I thought from that scene earlier... Or the last time I watched it, I thought that was going to be like a villain character towards him. You never see him again?
You see him two more times. There's one time during practice where Rudy...
You're talking about
Vaughn.
Yeah, he's the one that comes out and says, like, this jump thinks he's going to play, or like he's playing in the Super Bowl.
And then at the end, right before Rudy comes in, he's like, let's do this one for Rudy. Let's score for Rudy.
Yeah, this is it right here. Watch him get...
Barely. He puts up a palm. Well, I guess that's the point, because he's like, what the fuck are you tackling me like hardcore for?
Right, it's the last practice of the season.
Yo, you're acting like it's a Super Bowl. He's like, that fucking line you just said describes your whole career. I love Vince Vaughn. I miss him, though. I feel like he hasn't done anything in a while. Oh, shit.
Oh, Vince.
But that's okay, because once they get the new coach, and then he's playing, right?
Right.
So it really don't matter. Who's this guy? Yeah. Rudy, put a shirt on.
He should have the jacket on.
With oh, my God. Now, this guy is what? He's on practice squad, too?
Yeah, he's the guy whose father's a legacy.
Oh, that's right.
And his dad pay his tuition if he quits.
That's right. So that's why he's still playing. What's with these dads in fucking Notre Dame? Relax. Take it easy. Why don't you just quit?
So it's almost like the practice players don't get to wear helmets because they're all bleeding.
Goonies never quit. He should say that when this kid walks out.
Practice players don't get face masks. That guy's end game's kind of sad too, because he don't get to play.
Yeah, but he don't care though. He just wants to get free schooling.
Ooh, the pain.
This fat ass dad. I believe you. Just like that time Michael Jackson came over your house to use the bathroom. All right, Michael Jackson didn't come over to the house to use the bathroom. But his sister did.
I believe you, Rudy. Hey, why don't you shut up? You stole my wife.
Good luck with that demon in your house. The Conjuring. Ugh, worst relationship. I would never hang out with my dad and these brothers if they were this douchey. I'd pull a Macaulay Culkin and divorce my family from myself.
Look at the name of that machine, Moviola.
Oh, God. You don't have a television, dude? He's watching like 8mm. Is that all they had? 90? Well, what year was this supposed to be taking place?
74, I think, at this point. Yeah, I didn't have VCRs at that point.
Yeah, look at it in the back. It says...
1974.
1974.
Look at that. They knew I was going to ask. They knew someone was going to be like, wait, what year is it that guy's using that machine? Oh, we got to put it up on that chalkboard. He's still wearing that jacket. I hate that jacket. Like, leave me alone. I'm dissecting this film real quick. I'm watching film. Is that a saying, like, to dress?
Yeah.
Right? Or is it like suit up? Like, I feel like nowadays people don't say dress.
Yeah, I think it's dress.
Okay. Like, if one of your players was injured and then he comes back the next Sunday, he's like, oh, he's dressing today. Do you guys say that?
Yeah, I think it's still a term they use.
Okay. I'm asking because you guys are the sportcast guys.
Does Michigan have 95 players and can only dress 60?
So I don't know the rules. Seems
like a lot of players.
The NFL dresses 53. So right. It's not that many. I had a buddy, my old college roommate was a walk-on at Michigan, and he was a preferred walk-on. Like, they invite him to play, but not as on scholarship. Anyway, all players dressed for home games. And I don't know if it's different for in 1975. And then they limit the number for travel, obviously, because it's just much more expensive. But everybody dressed during home games.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Clearly, I mean, this change. Oh, my God, Fabs. Come on.
See, this is the scene I miss. Like, him telling Favreau that he's dressing. It's almost like he already knows because he says, oh, you know, maybe the old coach will tell the new coach.
Right.
That you're able. Like, I'd love to see that, him telling him that he's able to dress and they hug it out and shit, you know?
Yeah, he just comes out of the limo. He doesn't let him know. He only tells his dad and Frank.
Yeah, I feel like...
No, he's saying, like, here in this scene, he already knows that he's disappointed because Persegian's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm right. You're, like, you want to see the interaction of...
Him telling him that he's dressing.
Right.
Yeah, because I want Favreau to be happy for him, you know? I want to see that scene.
Right, but instead we get the scene of them playing shuffleboard to tell him how big of a dick he is.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that, the Favreau scene. But whatever. Like, do we need to see this, though?
Random.
Dennis, you're right, Dennis. You know what? I'm taking a guess here on two watches here. I don't know if they said where D-Bob's from. But maybe he lives somewhere else. Different time zone. Ooh. And he wants to see what time it is there.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Okay.
So Indianapolis. And I don't know if Notre Dame's the same way, but Indianapolis does not recognize... daylight savings.
Okay.
Oh, they don't. They go from East Coast to Central, like EST to CST. And I wonder if South Bend's the same way. Maybe he needs to go to Chicago all the time.
Mm.
I like where your head's at, Pete.
You know, he wants to. He's just checking it out. That's it.
Well, he would say,
D-Bob wear two watches.
He would say, teacher's assistant at Holy Cross, although he was an honor student at Notre Dame, so maybe those schools are over the border, like on opposite sides of the border of what you're talking about. So he's got Holy Cross time and Notre Dame time.
Whoa. Because he's got to get to classes, right? How is he going to know?
That's right.
More practice. Hey, remember me? No. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, that was silly.
Yeah.
Meaningless character.
Yeah, so stupid. It should have been like Fortune cleaning up or something, and he runs over to him in like the uniform. I don't know. Just trying to make them... Just trying to make the movie better in my eyes, I guess. Good score, man.
I love that. Yeah.
Really great score. Really gets you in the mood.
Yeah, I'm like, it's taken my attention. Mm-hmm. Penn State.
By the way, they didn't play Penn State in this season of football.
Ooh.
TJ coming in with the trivia. Oh, my guy's holding that jacket. That's his robe. That's his comforter. It's his towel. It's his jizz rag.
ATC.
Here we go. What's going on here, fellas?
You never get a scene of him like bonding with these guys at all.
No.
You know.
Is that on purpose? You think it's meant to make you feel like an outsider? Like you're not fully in? Right?
I mean, I guess it almost makes you feel like more sorry for him than, I don't know.
Did they need this guy too? Because we already have a whole quitting thing with Fortune. Right? Because Fortune quit and he gives him a speech about it. This guy's staying in the game for tuition from his dad.
No, that line right here, though, I said this last night. He goes, "You're full of shit. Everything that you've ever said is bullshit," which is absolutely correct. Because everything of this movie is all bullshit when he quits.
Yeah.
He go, like, all the shit he's gone through for the last 4 years, and he's just going to up and quit with 3 games left.
You never been mad before? He's just upset.
My dad.
Is he not allowed to run out of the tunnel if he's dressed?
He's already done it 3 times.
Oh.
No, I'm saying like...
Oh, you mean like in civilian clothes?
Well, he broke in once.
But wait, if you're dressed and you're on the home field, you don't get to run through the tunnel? Like, how do they get you out there?
Nobody hasn't dressed. That's what he's saying.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
It ain't gonna never happen. Is that proper English?
Probably not. I don't understand this dressing, not dressing, practice team, real team. Like, just have the players. I don't get it. Why do they need all these people?
So they can get their ass kicked at practice.
Oh, okay.
It's all about practice.
You gotta practice.
You're talking about practice.
This is the guy. This is the only guy in this movie I like. Fortune is the shit.
Yeah, Fortune's the best. Where's his story? Let's get a prequel of Rudy. This is a little downtime here. I mean, good scene, but not much to talk about. Except how filthy that stadium is.
It's not a very...
Look at the teeth over there and that whistle.
Jesus. I noticed red over there.
Commit!
This guy up there with the friggin' megaphone. No, not my coach.
What is that, friggin' airport, whatever it's called? You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah. It's a tower.
Oh, God. Is this the slow clap right here?
Yep. His hair all done up nice.
Now, later on, I have to say it now, even though I'll know later.
excellent clap later as well.
Yeah, but later on, when he's in the game, he's wearing like these like forearm wing guards.
Yeah.
What are those?
I think as like linemen, it's so you can kind of like shove people around. You know, they're like pads on your forearms. Some of the offensive linemen wear them, and
He looks ridiculous in them.
I didn't notice. I gotta see this now. It's great.
I heard now, this. Go ahead. You can do it, PJ.
This is a great scene.
But
it never happened.
Never happened. I watched an interview with Sean Astin that said this scene never happened.
Well, that's what they make this Dan Devine, this coach, this like asshole, and you find out that he was the one that suggested that Rudy, or like made the recommendation that Rudy play.
Before, like seconds before he goes in?
Yeah, or yeah, I don't know, like whether it was his idea on the field or what.
Oh.
But if I'm Dan Devine, like this story is completely like shit on my character. And you're like, hey man, I was the one that that wanted him to play.
Yeah, and in this movie, this is just a new coach. Like he doesn't know the history that Rudy struggled for. So this guy's probably like, wait, what did he do? He studied and goes to school here, and he's on the team. Wait, what's the problem here?
He studied. He broke into every building on campus?
He sounds like a regular student. I don't see what's so special about him.
He's not athletic. He's untalented.
Yeah, like, he would have to watch, like, one of the players would have to go in with this movie and be like, watch this movie, and then put him in. Dad, I'm still wearing the jacket.
One from the Salvation Army? Yeah, mm-hmm. But it looks good.
Frank, I want you to be there too. My older brother doesn't exist. Later on, when the dad sees this, when he walks into the stadium and his older brother's like next to him, he's like, this is the greatest sight I've ever seen or something like that. It's like, wow, your kids mean nothing to you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what about the birth of your kids or your wife when she was in her wedding dress or something like that? No? This fucking stadium?
Sport.
That's why I hate sports. Some people go a little bit too far.
A little too deep.
A little too deep.
Now, did we ever get, and I don't, maybe I never paid close enough attention, but why D-Bob is like this...
Okay, what is he at?
Like, did they say why he was going to Miami, wherever he went?
He went to law school.
Oh, well.
But that doesn't make him a rich lawyer in a month.
Right.
Or even a year, however long that time frame is. It makes no sense. But, I don't know, he was also, like, honor student in order to, I mean, again, they don't develop that character or that relationship enough, but
yeah.
By the way, I love this guy. He's like, here, Rudy, I made this special for you. I didn't put your name on it or anything.
But... I know. Why does it say Rudiger?
I don't know.
Again, didn't happen. Look at the mother. It's the first time she's ever left their house.
Yeah. You mean I don't have to cook tonight? Hon, did you bring your recliner? Where are you going to sit? Oh, the old mirror shot. He turns around. He's not there. Like a horror movie.
With the cross in the background, that was very possible. Look at his face.
He's dead.
Look at him like you hate him. Go.
And go.
Yeah. Good evening, Captain Steubing. That fucking guy, right?
I'm sorry, but when I wear a wool hat, it covers my ears. All right, first of all, this is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen.
Nah. He's like, let's go, Dad.
He's like, come on, Dad.
He's like, come on, Dad. You're married and you have like 1,000 kids.
It should have been like, come on, Dad. We're in the last row. Okay, right here. This is what I love about this scene. When he calls the priest over, the priest is just like, Hail Mary, full of grace. Like, he has nothing to say.
Yeah.
This is great. Look at him.
All right. Here's a scene. A Pete deleted scene. Would you guys like it or hate it? They come back in from halftime. They're down. Listen, we know that a lot of this is false, right? A lot of things. What if Rudy does the speech from the record to all these guys and gets them pumped up? The one they fucking drilled down our throats 2 times already.
Can I answer for PJ?
Yeah.
He'd hate it.
I would hate it. I'd shut the fuck up.
Why do I feel like that should have been there? I feel like it could have been there.
Why not? They've already stretched the truth, if you will.
Yeah. And it gets them pumped up. I don't know. I think I'd...
He should stand up right here and like, go, 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 go. Just go into the end of it.
And you're going to go there. And I'm going to go here on the sidelines. And you're going to play football. And I'm not.
Okay, go, 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 go.
Yeah, there's me. Drumming along. I never did marching band drumming. It was too much work.
I did.
You did marching band?
Yeah, my final hit went through the snare.
No way.
Yep, at the end of a parade in Rutherford. It was awesome.
And you didn't try that on purpose?
No, I was just playing.
That's awesome.
Go Tech.
Are they watching the other team go out? Is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
Good timing.
So here's another trivia. TM, you know who's on this team as a freshman?
In real life?
Who was on this team in real life as a freshman?
75? 74?
Yep.
I don't know. OJ Simpson.
San Francisco 49er.
Jerry Rice.
Joe Montana.
Ooh, Joe Montana.
Yeah.
You know what another scene I wish they had? I wish Rudy handed Fortune a ticket because he always said that he never saw a game from the stands, right? I wish Rudy gave him a ticket.
Right? He should have left the ticket on the cot.
Yeah, something. Because why even bring that up?
Well, my question is why? I mean, does he tell Fortune that he's playing? No, because he looks at him right there and he does it. So, but why is he there? I mean, I guess
his head grounds crew.
Yeah, but it would have been cool to have him in the stands. That could have been just like another quick thing. The ticket or something with him.
This is based on a true story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, then why didn't Rudy in real life give him a ticket? He didn't ask for the key and a blanket, but no, Fortune gave it to him. Rudy could at least give him a ticket.
What a dick.
All right, so this is what I'm talking about here with these montages. You never see a play.
You're right.
No, it's just a montage, a close-up montage. There's never like a huddle. Later on, we see Vince Vaughn talk, but there's not a lot of like huddling, discussing plays and stuff. Well, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because Rudy's not in. We don't care.
So how factual is this game? Are the results of this game, PJ?
Well, I think the results are factual. Like the score that they show is, and what happens at the end is very close to what happened, but I believe the last play they don't run a halfback pass or anything like that. Notre Dame has the ball like on the goal line and they run it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or 38 seconds left.
Gotcha. Okay.
instead of taking the knee. And the Georgia Tech was the opponent.
Yep. Yep. And then there's Rudy plays three plays. So he plays the kickoff, and then there's a play in between that he plays.
Yeah, there's a pass.
Yeah, an incomplete pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then the final maybe we should wait. Even though we already talked about it.
You could say it again.
Yeah, the final sack is like a half sack. Some other guys already got him wrapped.
Oh yeah. Pete, you said you actually watched the real play?
Yeah, I'll send you the vid.
Nice.
You hear me? Is this
PJ? Is that guy Steele, that D back who just intercepted that? Is that a real character? Is that a real player, or is that a fiction?
I don't know. What I read was like all the guys are actors. I don't know if the names are real. The one guy who is this guy that starts the Rudy chant, the offensive lineman,
yeah,
he's actually all the players couldn't play. Like the players in the 90s couldn't play because they were NCAA players still. But this guy was a defensive lineman on Notre Dame the year before the movie shot.
Okay.
But, yeah, as far as, like, is Steele an actual defensive back? I don't know. I don't know if they had the rights to use those guys. I'm sure we could find that out, though.
Nice. So I sent you the video. You can find it on YouTube if you just type Rudy play. It's in black and white, and that play will start at like a minute 28, like the final play. Oh, I gotta pee so bad.
Okay, so TM, watch this play, okay? So there's 37 seconds on the clock. Does Georgia Tech take a timeout there? Like, what is happening? They just ran the ball. They're down two scores. Why is Notre Dame setting up to run another play?
Right, right.
They're confused by all the Rudy chants.
Well, this is just, I mean, this is Hollywood fucking up sports is what it is. Because right now, 30 seconds are done.
Yep. And he's saying kill the clock. They just ran the ball.
They must have called. If you could just say they had a timeout.
I like that coach.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That could be another scene, that assistant coach hanging out with the new coach being like telling them, listen, this guy, he's been around breaking in entering places for this team. there was Vaughn telling him.
I can't believe I didn't know that. I can't wait till he claps.
Yeah.
So I rewatched this week, getting ready for this movie. I absolutely did not remember Rudy's play, like what he did, and I was expecting a touchdown for some reason, and like all it was a sack. I was like, ooh, that's it. What the hell is he doing? I kind of wanted a touchdown from Rudy.
The teeth coach was standing
behind. Oh, yeah, I saw him, too.
Hey, bartender, Joe Boone needs a refill.
I broke my whistle with my teeth.
So now how many seconds are left? 37?
See, this goes right over my head, all this seconds and shit.
Basically, in football, the clock runs unless you stop it.
Yeah.
So what PJ's saying is there were 30 seconds. Okay, now there's 27 seconds. Georgia Tech still has a timeout there on the board. So I'm going to say they called the timeout.
So here, just so you guys know, I just looked because I knew Rudy is sitting behind. The real Rudy is sitting behind Rudy's dad right here.
Oh, okay.
The guy that he like pounds on the chest.
Oh, nice.
Right there in the blue.
Oh, okay, cool. Look at him, cocky bitch, running out there. It's a kickoff, too.
He's so little.
He's so little.
The fucking kicker's bigger than he is.
Good job, Rudy. 7 seconds. So is that a timeout? What is that? Or is always, does the clock stop always there?
Clock stops there.
Why there?
What do, because it's
a change. They have to change their players, right? Or something.
Yeah. But he stays on.
Fabs.
Nice jacket.
Nice towel underneath. Are you sweating under there? Like, everyone's in winter coats. What do you need that towel underneath there for? Unless it's a scarf.
He doesn't have his name on the back of his jersey. Doesn't make any sense. I need to know these things.
Oh, Tom, look at his forearms here. He's got, like, splints.
I say, yeah.
The dad and they were both looking, like, two different ways. Yeah, like, what are those things? Is that how you're supposed to, like, sack someone? Like, forearms out?
Modern... Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
I mean, modern players don't wear those things, as far as I'm concerned. They are weird.
It's like prosthetic arms.
Going in, yeah, he's going into paintball or something. This clap. Yes.
Yeah. It's the first time he's ever clapped. It looked like it. Not sure how to do this.
Yeah, yeah, swing.
The story is that the crowd started cheering Rudy like after the fact.
Mm.
It wasn't like before. It was either after he made the sack or maybe it was after he got in. But they didn't join in until after.
Sons of bitch. They took way too many liberties.
Hey, I'm just providing the facts.
No. It's got to be done. Listen, I don't hate this movie. There's just some annoying parts. I'm sure there's some factual shit that is not true. I just think they could have cleaned it up a little bit with some characters, whether getting rid of some or... Players been carried off the field. Is that true to this day?
Yeah, I would think so. They haven't been doing great.
Oh, okay.
Well, this year they are.
Yeah, this is kind of fitting. Timestamp this, but
it's nice. Exactly. That's why I picked this movie. Come on, guys. Huge sport fan here.
It's amazing that those are the three facts that they give us. Right. I guess there's really nothing else, though. I mean, that the story ends there.
Yeah.
You usually get a lot more at the end. I think that's actually a peeve of mine at the end of True Stories. I always want, like... More. Yeah, a lot more facts. Give me more shit on the screen.
Yeah, I always love when a text pops up. I kind of get like excited, like, ooh, sit down and read either the real shit that happened or what happened afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, guys, that was a good commentary. A lot of fun. Tom, I hope we didn't ruin the film for you.
No. I'm glad I rewatched. Yeah. Prior, because I had a lot of fun with it on my solo rewatch prior to this.
It's a good movie. I'm not gonna, you know, hate it. I'm fine with it. This could be like a Thanksgiving rewatch all the time. I don't know why Thanksgiving and Rudy. I could have sworn this was always on TV. I'm gonna have to look that up later.
You guys are both right, though. I mean, it is kind of the tale of two halves, if you will. Ooh, sport reference right there. But the second half of this movie really is where it's kind
of... The tale of two halves?
Yeah, that's a football. That's a sport reference.
Nice. PJ, you like this movie any better or worse? Where are you at with this?
I think it's about the same. I think when I was texting with TM last night, yeah. The first text I had, this was an hour into the movie, I said, I fucking hate this movie. And he asked me why, because it's Notre Dame. And I said, no, because it sucks. And then I, like, 2 minutes later, I'm like, well, the first half totally blows. And everything, all my hatred was all about that first half. Like I said, as soon as that music hits, when you get that first like football montage when he walks on the walk on,
yeah,
it kind of changes for me.
And, yeah, and
I'm okay with it. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, whatever. It's about a persistent kid that gets to live out his dream you know, there's no harm in that. So they take some liberties, no big deal. Could be a more annoying person. I mean, I like Sean Astin, so I'll allow it. Well, I think that's about it. You guys, what do you guys got? I don't want to time date it with your sportscast stuff, so. well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and hope you enjoyed this commentary. Should be some good ones coming up in December. I don't know what we're doing yet, but that's about it. Guys, any last words?
We do ratings or no?
We could. We usually don't, but we can.
I mean, I just think it's like a soft 7. I mean, it's just fun. I have good memories with it. I love the score.
Yeah.
I even though it's a fabricated true story, I still like the story.
Yeah.
Clearly, there's things wrong with it, but I mean, it's a 25-year-old film. But I liked it. I'm happy we did this, and I'm really happy that I got the rewatch in because it's really been a long time for me. So I'll give it a soft 7.
PJ?
I mean, for me, the rewatch has definitely hurt this movie because mentally, I just have like the last hour in my head. That's what I remembered. So as a whole, I give this movie like a soft 6. A low grade 6. I mean, the first half of the movie is a 4. Maybe the second half's a 7. So, it's a low 6 for me.
All right. I'm going to go right in the middle of you sportscast guys. I'm going to go 6.5 because there are half ratings.
Yes, there are.
No, there totally are because I'm right in the middle of you too. So where do I go, right? It's got to be a 6.5.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you guys for joining me on this commentary. Obviously, you guys were the chosen ones for this one because you guys are so sporty. So sporterific. And everyone out there, go listen to the sportscast on bingemedia.net.
Yep.
All right, guys. See you later.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Later, guys.
A fucking John Snoop.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget...
I didn't stop giving handjobs because I wasn't good at it. I stopped giving handjobs because I was the best at it.